Once you figure that balance or stability, then you start, you develop right intention and right thought. And so one suggestion is, can you find places in your body which remind you of balance? So I use my heart a lot, so especially if I'm getting annoyed or somewhat anxious or something like that. That all that energy goes into my head and starts to do that kind of stuff. But then if I just refer back to my heart, then that's a place of relaxation and balance. So I've worked on places in my body which remind me of balance and stability. Or also, like I use the end of my out breath down in my belly, because if there's some kind of agitation going on, then I feel it in the breath channel. So if I just say, when I just hold the end of the out breath and really just wait and relax, then that's a place of stability. You might find it in your left earlobe, I don't know, but but the principle again is, once you understand, you get a feeling for bringing the mind back to stability and what instability is. Once you get a feeling for that, then in developing your practice of samatha, you need to do it all the time, obviously, because the defilements tend to come up a lot. So if you've got a place in your body and you start to use your body as the place of stability, as the way of stability, then your mind and body tend to remember to go there. It's the way it works, doesn't it? If one has patterns of negativity, then those patterns click in each time some negative memory comes up, say. But vice versa, if I have patterns of skillfulness, they begin to be part of the memory pattern. So I might feel anxious about something or annoyed at something, and the negative memory pattern might be, oh no, there I go, I'm being anxious, or just get lost in it. I have self-criticism or criticism of others. That would be a habitual negative reaction. Training, I'd say, well, that's not getting me anywhere. And I'd say, I'd notice that, and I'd maybe begin to go back to the heart. And then after a while, the more natural response is, rather than self-criticism, it's, oh, back to the heart. Until the whole, your whole mind-body system remembers what balance is. And so any way you can deliberately develop skills like that, you know, where you have your own sensitivity, we're all different, but your own sensitivity to that, and train in that, then your attention will move in those ways. And the same with language. Language can be a suggestion of balance, can't it? So what language do I put in to... When I awaken to the way things are and I see I'm getting caught up with something in some way, then what do I do in that moment of awakening? What kind of language do I use? Is it the language of balance and stability, or is it language which makes me even more stable? In the inward language, the voices that I'm using to train myself, because we're in constant training. And so, say something like Ajahn Sumedho, when he, you've maybe read in his books, or he says when he started meditation, his mind was just a kind of jumble of constant thoughts and analysis and opinions, and he just had to do let go. He just had to just whack it with this one phrase again and again and again. I mean, he doesn't need to do it now. He just kind of boing. It's different now, but that's over 35 years of training. I know for myself, when I used like the phrase infinite patience, boundless compassion. I used that for a couple of years. So you develop a kind of mantric suggestion of balance. Infinite patience, boundless compassion. And then paint it on your walls. Put it on your screensaver. I mean, go for it, wherever. You might use You might use visual things. You might use Buddha Rupa, say, or I use Ramana Maharshi on my screensaver. So the first thing that come up is Ramana Maharshi. And then I look in his eyes, and oh, yeah, oh, that's really nice. So you can do it all kinds of ways, because it's not, the theory is not that difficult. It's remembering to come back to the present moment. And that sense of this life being a training, spiritual training, rather than just this battle with Mara, a constant fight, means one uses one's intelligence to plant the seeds of skillfulness, to develop the references of skillfulness and balance, to develop the language of skillfulness, and then your whole being is kind of being helped in that way by using intelligence, by using visual imagery, by using the body. All those things are very, very helpful. So it is a sort of a sense of designing your own little piece for that. But the you might look at the end of the out breath. The end of the out-breath, quite often when there's any kind of agitation, the in-breath comes quickly. It's kind of grasping. So the end of the out-breath just is totally relaxing and waiting and letting the next breath come in. You might look at that. The heart area, very, I think, very important for a sense that there's a great sense of fulfillment in the heart. When we feel open to someone, or affection to someone, or gratitude, or love, or generosity, there's a fulfillment there, isn't there? When I feel generous or affectionate, I don't want anything from the other, and that's the place in your heart. So the more one gets in touch with that, then that fulfillment means there's no desire, because you don't need anything. You know, you have fulfillment within yourself. So those are reference points I use, that I find helpful. Let's do the mantra and sit a bit then.